Dr. Seward's Diary, 29th of September. I was so absorbed in that wonderful diary of Jonathan Harker and that other of his wife that I let the time run on without thinking. Mrs. Harker wasn't down when the maid came to announce dinner, so I said, "She's possibly tired, let dinner wait an hour," and I went on with my work. I had just finished Mrs. Harker's diary when she came in. She looked sweetly pretty but very sad, and her eyes were flushed with crying. This somehow moved me much. Of late I've had cause for tears, God knows, but the relief of them was denied me. And now the sight of those sweet eyes, brightened with recent tears, went straight to my heart. So I said, as gently as I could, "I greatly fear I've distressed you." "Oh, no, not distressed me," she replied. "But I've been more touched than I can say by your grief. That is a wonderful machine, but it is cruelly true. It told me in its very tones the anguish of your heart. It was like a soul crying out to Almighty God. No one must hear them spoken ever again. See, I have tried to be useful. I've copied out the words on my typewriter, and none other need now hear your heart beat as I did. No one need ever know, shall ever know," I said in a low voice. She laid her hand on mine and said very gravely, "Ah, but they must." "Must? But why?" I asked. "Because it is a part of the terrible story, a part of poor dear Lucy's death and all that led to it. Because in the struggle which we have before us to rid the earth of this terrible monster, we must have all the knowledge and all the help which we can get. I think that the cylinders which you gave me contained more than you intended me to know, but I can see that there are in your record many lights to this dark mystery. You will let me help, will you not? I know all up to a certain point, and I see already, though your diary only took me to 7th of September, how poor Lucy was beset, and how her terrible doom was being wrought out. Jonathan and I have been working day and night since Professor Van Helsing saw us. He's gone to Whitby to get more information, and he will be here tomorrow to help us. We need have no secrets amongst us. Working together and with absolute trust, we can surely be stronger than if some of us were in the dark.